अदले ता ड्राई ना जुए ना ता चिशिपाई ना ता कंडे जी निपुज चीज़ ता तिंडी की पी जेजे मोमो चोचे तेंडे मोमो चोचे ने ती तेने को शावत चेजे यंगो यार माते आ ता चिपुजे का रवा आ तिंडी तेसे तू तेसे चिपुजे का ता शावत चेजे तू याते कला कावरें दोस.
So this applies to forms, it applies to sounds, it applies to consciousness, that everything that's built that is functional is built up out of causes and conditions. It is necessary that it have a exist over a duration of time built up out of moments. So it is a collection.
What is that she tongue big chaseto? Large to meet that name, which is tuna, drawing in that, then this, draw. Then day is that Nutella, then day is that Nutella, then Drevichiwa, or the name Jessiat, and Drevisiat, Devasia, Dumasia, and Sanje Seattle, and a piggy, Sanju Sembasia, Nitisia, and then the rooms, combats, and Jitensia, and the Sentencia. So, look at the name. So,
everything whatsoever is a dependent arising, dependent upon its parts, its basis of reputation, language, and concepts. Whatever it might be, this applies to all phenomena whatsoever, results, causes, happiness, suffering, the Buddha, hearers, bodhisattvas, the world, the house, living beings, that they all are a collection of these various parts and the basis of imitation, arising independence upon language and concepts. There is nothing which does not depend upon other, that nothing independently exists, or that is to say, intrinsically exists.
What the name is a Ranji Drew said the car is a Ranji said the good but son Kangi Gupi Majeba, go Kanga Matipa, Kanga Matipa Kitito, Chaset, Jijen, the meat of that Kanga Matipa go Ranta, Ro, the Chitruku, Ranji Tuna, Ro, then Kanga Matipa and Chitruku, that Temadua, Ro.
So what was meant by intrinsically existent or inherently existent is something which does not rely upon anything else, and it does not rely, if something inherently exists, it does not rely upon moments of time. The duration of itself for existence. It does not rely upon causes and conditions. It does not rely upon language and concepts. It doesn't rely upon anything. But in fact, everything relies upon these factors, upon something. Therefore, in these two, not reliant and reliant are mutually contradictory. And because things rely upon others, then they cannot be intrinsically existent. Intrinsical
existence does not exist.
So all phenomena whatsoever are dependent arisings. They are empty of intrinsically existence. I think we'll stop there. But I think maybe if you were to ask questions on this, it would be worthwhile.
was the last statement?
When does reality begin? How do you know? Yeah.
Okay. The chu tam chu takpatsam. Takpatsam re. The mopo the chu tam chu mopo takpatsam yena mopo natsu yomarve. Mopo natsu.
So everything is merely imputed by concepts, through concepts. Everything is merely imputed or projected. But just because something is projected doesn't mean it exists. It must satisfy three characteristics in order for it to exist. It must be able to function perform the function or activity which we are attributing to it. It must not be harmed by an awareness realizing emptiness. That's the second. And the third is, it must be renowned in the world. It must be known by that as popularly in the world. So it must be able to, even though everything is merely imputed, because it's imputed doesn't mean it exists. It must be able, must satisfy these three characteristics. It must be able to perform that function, that particular activity that we're attributing to it. Its existence must not be harmed by an awareness realizing emptiness, and it must be known by that as a popular or renowned in the world as that. Yes. All products are dependent upon karma. So there are non-products. There are non-products which do not rely upon causes and conditions, which their existence does not rely upon karma. For non-products, it's not necessary that their existence does not rely upon the aggregation of causes and conditions. Phenomena which do not rely upon causes and conditions. The space within this room. Unconditioned space. Marana di Tonila Chuchanja Demba Dendo Jungwa Re and the Pedi Marana each yesterday. Each yesterday. Yenia the Monetona Tony Tona so Jaytong Kiwa Chimpo Yongerebe. Thank you.
제탄 기르바 쳔보 용 용이 말했어. 그래서 그래서 이 학고가 돈이 다와 어 학고도 랩거나 학고도 얘나 뭐나데 젬랭이 님이 딱 파 제탄 텔라 캡어면도 돈이 다와 학고게라 얘는데 야 학고열 그래서 님이 딱 파 제탄 내가 기억하면 또 집발에 기억이 오마래.
제가 돈이도 거한테 거한테라고 그랬어. 누가 거? 돈이 거? 다 돈이 쓰겠는데 대신도 아서서는 대신도 얘는도 아서서는 그냥도 거한테 다니는 거 그랬어. 그래서야 버렸어. 또 그래서야 버렸어. 얘는 거한테 편이 오마래. 또 아니 동반이 되는데 리필째 봐지는 겁네. 동반 또 소나. 때는 얘는 이제 맞지 몰래요 그랬어. 저 뭐도 봐대. 대세. 딱 같이 보기. 저거 싫어요 또 말했어. 맞. 이나 거야 돼. 싫어요 뭐 싫어래. 저 소수민의 돈은 보셔서 뭐 사용 거랬어.
So it's really excellent to have gained a sense of what emptiness is. You know, that coming to think, well, this is emptiness, and being able to understand it in that way, having some sense about what emptiness is. This is really excellent. But merely that sense of emptiness, what emptiness is not transforming the beneficial. It is only when we begin to meditate on it using analytic reason and we gain a realization of it that then there's a tremendous change takes place. So until we realize it, there will be a great change will not take place. But still, even that gaining that sense of what emptiness is implants beneficial predispositions for its eventual realization.
An kare gora sa, tango su seno tso, seno yawa sachi, riba, diba zupa sha, tapa diba zupa shang, seno yawa sachi, tende che gora, te che bala ane lendele ta, ishi gitteba, yapu goyo res, riba, lendele ishi, lendele ishi gitteba, yapu leso na, ane diba saya, diba pa sha ya, ane seno saya de, shu chenpo le yung go res.
So in order to realize emptiness, it's necessary that we gain a conviction with respect that we accumulate creative potential and we purify various negativities. It is necessary to gain a conviction with respect to karma as actions and their results, that is to say, what is to be adopted and rejected. When this conviction with respect to karma is combined with having gained a sense of realization of emptiness, then there's a profound transformation takes place. So it is a combination of these two which brings about a tremendous transformation. The conviction with respect to karma and the results, and the realization of emptiness.
Good.
Ranshan Rik Dumache Gichu Rebe. Ranshan Rik Dumache Gichu Rebe.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Is natural body and lineage a non-product? Yes. Is naturally body and lineage a non-product? And the answer is yes. You want to know what natural body and lineage is?
But Raji Neri said, 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 Raji Neri said,
So, you know, that has to be, the question has to be refined somewhat, and the answer has to be refined somewhat. We have to say, well, according to what tenet is it a non-product? According to the highest most tenet, that of the consequence of middle way school, natural abiding lineage is emptiness. It is a non-product, impermanent. According to lower tenets, for example, the mind-only school, it is not a non-product, it is a product, a functional phenomenon.
There are about 2 years.
So what, from what tenet were you asking that question from? Sosa Drupta. Sosa Drupta. Sosa Drupta wanted to know.
Sosa Drupta.
So what tenet do you follow?
I think that I follow consequence middle way school tenet, but I don't know anything about it. I just say that because my teacher said that's the best one.
Uma Rang Gyurpa. Uma Tha Gyurpa. Jesa Trang. So the middle way school, the natural abiding lineage is a
emptiness.
So a naturally abiding lineage is the emptiness of an ordinary being's mind, not a Buddhist mind, but the emptiness of an ordinary being's mind is naturally abiding lineage.
So that's why some traditions don't talk about creative enlightenment, but more speak about uncovering or possibly finding.
Chulukasha, the Jongchu Keala, the Sungyu Yomare, the Jongchu, Susula Yure, the Susula Jongchu, Tokpala, the Parcha Silveres. So there are teachings, such texts as Uttara Tantra, Gulama, the Sublime Stream, and the ornament for Universal Vehicle Sutras, which teach that the Buddha abides within the afflictive emotions, and by removing this obscuration of the afflictive emotions, then our Buddha nature is revealed. So others interpret that passage where it says that the Buddha abides within the afflictive emotions to mean not the actual Buddha, but the Buddha nature or Buddha lineage. That is a factor which is transformable into a Buddha. That it is the it is like calling it a cause of a Buddha, and we apply the result to the cause. We give that name of the result. We apply it to the cause. So it is a factor. The Buddha nature is a transformable factor, which is able to evolve into a Buddha. And since therefore we apply that result, which is like, it's not actually a result, it's like a result, we apply it to the cause, and it's not actually a cause. Others interpret that passage in that way, not that there's an actual Buddha there. Others say it is actually a Buddha. They take it literally.
So when the Buddha is chosen, the desire of the Nipala, the desire of the Penguin,
So the Buddha taught in accordance with the capacities and disposition of his students, whatever would benefit that student. If he said that within their mind there resided the Buddha, if that would be pleasing and that would lead them to practice and to try to remove the obscurations which obscured that Buddha, then that would be a skillful method to lead that particular student on the path.
Once the
Buddha even taught to King Mashita that it was quite proper to kill one's mother and father, King Mashita had actually killed his mother and father, and out of a tremendous remorse which arose, he actually was going to kill himself, commit suicide. And as a skillful means, the Buddha said it's quite proper to kill one's mother and father. What the Buddha was actually thinking when he said it is quite proper to kill one's mother and father, what is that one is to kill afflictive emotions and karma. These are what he was referred to as the father and mother. And that these, that is to say, that these two are to be abandoned. The Buddha said that, you know, that we should not take his words literally, that we should investigate them and examine them to see if there was any fault, and it's necessary at times to interpret what he said. Yeah.
How is the emptiness and an order-based mind in this Buddhist mind different?
Sosokebu gyuki semgi dengi tongni tong sangegi gyuki tukki dengi tongni ni la kyabakareyo.
Kyabakare. 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 Kyabakare.
Pa.
Paro chimo shu jaris. Pere, pere, chimbo.
There's a tremendous difference.
Gharo se, sanje ke sen te tuni te, sanje ta res. Rwa tanje pa sech, chun kanga sech, ye ten tashimba. Rwa, sanje te sen chini te sanje re te ya res. Senje ji sen chini te, nye mo budre chini. Rwa, nye mo budre chi san ma je wa. Senje ji sen chini te, nye mo ma ma pomba. Nye mo budre chini te te ya res. Sanjing sent it in it, Yamabo Pangin. Passion button, Sanjay read the others.
Tongshila Cavalier.
Tongsikur Tonil Cavalier. Sanjay the same Tony Sanjerua.
Sangere did Ranching.
So
the emptiness of the Buddha's mind is a Buddha. It is a nature of truth body. It is the body which abides within the abandonment of all of the various afflictive emotions and faults. Whereas the mind of the emptiness of the mind of an ordinary being is not a Buddha, and it abides within the afflictive emotions. It abides within the afflictive emotions. What, the emptiness? The emptiness.
Well, like the naturally abiding lineage as a synonym for emptiness of the ordinary beings, one naturally abiding lineage in the mind of the Buddha.
The Rangshin Riktang Sangegi Sangegi Semgi Tengi Tongni Rangshin Rik Rangshin Narik sangigi simgi dengi tongni dik de kyeba yu 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 re yabu shingi mare
noyu nori de sanje ki senji ni de seseru
sangi sangi dengi tongni ton rongshin rik
maji neri sengi de sanje rungu waris sanje njurungi ku waris sanje sengi tengi de sanje njitsa waris sanje su klinishi sanje ki jija raji neri de sanje nopini
So the naturally abiding lineage is suitable to transform into Buddha. The emptiness of the Buddha's mind has already transformed into a Buddha. So what is meant when we say that the natural abiding lineage is suitable to be transformed into a Buddha, it means that it has the potential to move through the process of transformation to the achievement of Buddhahood. A Buddhist mind is not suitable to be transformed into a Buddha. It's already achieved that.
So could you say that the natural abiding lineage is like clay, and the Buddha is like, you know, something that's been fashioned out of that clay, something perfect that's been made out of that clay?
The Ranshin Rikton Sangye Peishan Ranshin Rikton Sangye Simgi Deni Koni Peishan Ranshin Rik Sujeki Jimba Ranshin Sujeki Jimba Jimba Sujeki Jimba Jimba Sujeki Dompa Sujeki Jimba Sujeki Jimba Sujeki Jimba Sujeki Dompa Sangye Kure Sangye Kure Ranshin Rik Kure Ranshin Rik Ranshin Rik Kusujiki Jimbare. Sujiki Jimba King Yibe. Sujiki Jimba.
Sujiki Jimba.
Sujiki Jimba.
Sujiki Jimba. Sujiki Jimba.
The Bumba Tse Kare. Bumba Tse.
Bumba Tse.
Kare. Bumpa sujiki jimba pena.
Jimba.
Jimba, jimba.
Jimba.
Rewa?
Jimba, jimba se.
Ranshin rik jimba re.
Jimba re.
Sangi gi singi den gi tong ni re.
Bumpa re.
Bumpa. Ku. Ku re. Ku. The Sujiki Jimba.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Sujiki Jimba, and the person. Jimbajigia, Donkishina, Donkish. The Boya Hashina,
huh?
And the body, I need some
this. I'm generally.
That day, I was over the last surgery. I had just a row. But then, that's Sanjay. Sanjay to St. Jesus. Jobless.
So that's right. So if you have the clay, and that's the natural abiding lineage, and then you shape that clay and you make a Buddha out of it. Thank you, Giri.
で全部でギャグギャグもあるべ。ギャグ。もうね。ギャグギャグ全部で。So it may be better to as a simile of.
Yeah,
I'll stop there. So over the course of this teaching on the thought transformation mind training, I, on my part, having taught, and your part, having listened, and we have meditated together, cultivated the awakening heart, and said many prayers, that through this process we have accumulated a great deal of creative potential or merit, and that we should take this drop of creative potential we have created and combine it with the vast ocean of the Buddha's creative potential, and to dedicate this skillful action, not just for ourselves alone, but for the sake of ourselves and all sentient beings, to may they attain Buddhahood. We are always reciting these verses, these two verses of dedication, where it says, may I quickly become an awakened spiritual teacher and lead each and every sentient being to that enlightened realm. But we, you know, that, okay, it's through these skillful actions. So these skillful actions are just these skillful actions we have created through teaching, through listening. But when it says, may I quickly become an awakened spiritual teacher, we shouldn't think that I alone seeking to become an awakened spiritual teacher, but in fact all living beings. And likewise, that when we recite the second verse, that may the supreme jewel, the awakened heart that has not arisen, arise and grow, may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more, that not for may this may occur not just for myself alone, that not just that I may generate the awakened heart, but in fact that may all living beings equal to space generate the awakening heart.
If we were to think only in terms of ourselves, then this would be self-centeredness, and this would not be healthy. But we we should think in terms of other-centeredness and include in all of these the sense of that may all living beings achieve these ends.
Okay.